This is called Farmers, again, sort of utilizing that landscape that I grew up around in. I should mention it was a half-assed farm. It was sort of a broke-down farm. Farmers. Force-feeding swans, let me tell you, was hard. And up every morning, 4:30, counting the lambs out to pasture, each one tapped on the forehead with a stick to be sure it's there. Uncle Reaper, half the time so drunk, he'd pull his milk stool under the horse. More work explaining the difference. Grandma and Cousin Shroud putting up 8,000 jars of beets. Auntie Bones wrapping her wooden spoon against my ear. More bushels, Bumbler. I tell you, I understand how come the dancing bear tore off his skirt and headed back to the Yukon. How come all of a sudden jewels and avalanche down the spine of my sleep. But still, when it rains, I remember all of us, farmers, simple sweat mongers of the dirt whose turnips depend on it. I remember how we called it down, how down we desired it to fall, the rain. I think sometimes you don't really know what a poem is about until you're done with it. Now, of course, we didn't really have swans on that farm or bears or anything like that. But I think what this poem is about was, I think it was a reaction to, a lot of people say, my generation had this idiotic idea, okay, let's go back to the farm and grow our own bean sprouts and live off the earth and all that. And not knowing, of course, this very naive notion, not knowing, of course, what a crummy, pain in the ass, chancy, incredibly difficult job farming is. So sort of a satire on that, maybe.